Baroka. I go for Baroka.
Pirates going to win it, maybe on extra time.
It won't be easy for Orlando Pirates to beat Baroka, and it won't be easy for Baroka to beat Orlando Pirates.
Baroka will win that game.
Obvious.
No one can stop Orlando Pirates.
The big issue on Circle Aduma Radio.
The narrative for the upcoming Telkom knockout final between Orlando Pirates and Baroka deserves to be wrapped around the worn-out David and Goliath cliche. For one team, Baroka, this is their first ever major final. For the Buccaneers, though, this is just another cup final, just another opportunity to add to their already stuffed trophy cabinet. Victory in the TKO for the Bucs will provide much-needed relief for the fans, as the team has gone around four seasons without a trophy. For Watson Nyirenda, the leader of the Bahaha boat, this final resembles a throwback into a time when he was the main character for Chiefs in past Soweto derbies. Welcome to the big issue, everyone. This weekend, we are headed to the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium in Port Elizabeth. Orlando Pirates take on Baroka FC in the Telkom knockout final. In this show, we have a special treat for fans of both teams. Benedict Vilakazi is an Orlando Pirates all-time leading goal scorer in the PSL era. We'll catch up with him, find out his thoughts. Another more than great for the Buccaneers is former coach Ruud Krol, who led the team to their first ever treble in 2011. For Baroka fans, Morgan Mamila will confirm to us whether the players will receive any incentive should they win the TKO, whilst coach Wetin Nyirenda will provide an update on the team's preparations for the game.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Ajax Cape Town goalkeeper Brandon Peterson has been subject to plenty of transfer speculation in the recent past. In this week's edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper on the CS special, we dig deep into the player's current situation. Check out all the interesting details regarding the player, including his price tag, on the latest edition of the Sokala Duma newspaper, out now on Wednesday for only R3.90. Having made history qualifying for the first ever major cup final, it was interesting to find out how the management of Baroka feel about this feat. Morgan Mamila is the club CEO. We spoke to him and here's what he had to say.
Sokala Duma Radio.
To be honest, we're so happy about the teamwork and the way team is playing. And, you know, compared to the previous two seasons, we were far much better organizationally and tactically. So it means we're on the right direction. And I think the best are still to come.
Is that why perhaps you decided to stick with Coach Watson? Because I remember just doing my statistics and calculating that the last time the team had won was back in August, and they kept on drawing and losing and drawing and losing. And the Telkom knockout was almost like a savior, because the only place where you could win a match was in the Telkom knockout, and now you're in the final. Is what you're saying, the preseason, the professionalism, the reason why you decided to stick with the coach?
No, we decided to stick with him because we could see what he's doing, the plan and everything. It was just on point. So, you know, there was no need for us to press the panic button because we could see we were playing better, you know. And it was just a matter of results coming. But the structure of the team, the professionalism of the coach and the players now as we speak,
yeah,
it's on another level. So how can we, you know, distract that? You know, because we'll be killing ourselves if we do that.
All right. And of course, it doesn't come big as the Sundowns clash. I remember watching that game and feeling excited because Sundowns looked like they were going to come back. Matume Khoitiano was introduced in the second half, and I was thinking, okay, the coach is trying to defend. He's putting him on the right back. Well, the coach put him at right wing, and he was influential. The own goal that secured the game came from his side. It was an assist, you know. Describe to me your feeling about that game. Did you expect that you would be able to knock out, realistically, did you expect that you would be able to knock out Sundowns, as big a team as they are?
To be honest, we needed that kind of a game. You know, before we play Sundowns, I was telling my chairman that I wish we can play Barcelona. just to to show our players that they are good enough.
Yeah.
It's just sometimes they're holding, you know, their talent back. And I was so happy when we played Sundowns that this is the right time to play Sundowns. I even said 3 days before the match that playing Sundowns is very, very, very easy, you know, because you don't need to motivate players, you know. Individually, they'll go all out and win the game. And once they win the game individually, then come the next matches. Now, their confidence are back. They'll play as a team. And that's where you see the best of Baroka FC. And it really happened like that.
And you, of course, you went on back-to-back wins. You beat Golden Arrows, you beat Bidvest Wurts in the semifinals. Let's talk now remuneration. We've spoken to the players. Talent Chawapiwa told me that there are promises of bonuses. Of course, you don't want to put out your numbers in the public, but can you just be able to confirm to your fans that the players will be remunerated whether or not they lose the final?
Oh, sure. There's a club bonus structure, which is, I think, it's far much better than most of the teams. It's only one team that I know we can't compete with them when it comes to bonuses. But to be honest, our players, they'll be happy when they go to the bank.
And going to PE, last one from me. Thank you very much for giving us your small amount of time, and I really, really appreciate you speaking to Sokola Duma. Last one, your message to the fans, and perhaps can you say something bold to Pirates to show them that you don't fear them?
No, Pirates, to be honest, is a good team, but they've got their own weaknesses. They are a team that, you know, like to they work more on possession, but they concede. One thing that makes us happy, because most of the games that they're playing, they're conceding. And most of the games that we have played lately, we're not conceding. So we've got an edge, slightly edge when it comes to the game. But it all depends on the response of our player on the day of the match.
And any preparation with the fans? Any few buses here and there taking them to PE?
Yes, there are some buses that will take them from Polokwane to PE. But what is important, I'm appealing to all soccer loving people. Let's come and support the final. Because at the end of the day, it will be a nice outing for the family.
Yeah.
And they'll enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, you came in the PSL. Thank you very much for speaking to us. You came in the PSL with a reputation of being giant killers. I suppose you can top it up now by winning the final and you'll be the official giant killers. You would have killed Verts, Sundowns and Pirates along the way to your success. And we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, sir.
Well, there you have it. At least a confirmation that the players will get something. Though we didn't really need it because we spoke to the players already and we've already got confirmation that they will get something from the game. Another nice one is the fact that some fans from Limpopo will be bussed to the Port Elizabeth to at least experience their club appearing in their first major cup final.
Okay, you know this final of Telkom Cup, it won't be easy for Orlando Pirates to beat Baroka, and it won't be easy for Baroka to beat Orlando Pirates. I checked the way Baroka played in the previous matches. They played very well, and they did well. They did all their best in order to win games. And when I checked the performance of Orlando Pirates, they are performing well. According to my prediction, I think Baroka will beat Orlando Pirates, because Orlando Pirates will go to that game with the mind that we are going to win that game. And Baroka, they are bringing their spirit and any weapon they have. I think Baroka will beat Orlando Pirates. I think this will be a heavy match to watch. I can't wait to watch it.
Yes, I get my prediction right on the two team to the final. Although I'm Orlando Pirates supporter, but I'm expecting a tough game for the two sides. But I think Pirates going to win it, maybe on extra time, going to kill Baroka.
Baroka, I go for Baroka.
Yeah, looking to the final of the Telkom Knockout, I say Baroka. Baroka will win that game because of Orlando Pirates will take Baroka easy. But Baroka, prove themselves that they deserve to play on the final. So I think Baroka can win that game.
Oh yes, my team is gonna win at the pass behind you guys. You go shoot them. We lift this trophy.
No one can stop Orlando Pirates. I mean, you can't say it's gonna be easy peasy, just like taking candy from a baby. Because remember that Baroka plays attacking football. So I'm expecting the game like the one Orlando Pirates played against Mazu in the quarterfinals. However, Orlando Pirates are going to win this one 2-1.
Now, on to Coach Wetsin Nyirenda. He's an experienced man who knows how it feels to win against Orlando Pirates. He knows how it feels to score against Orlando Pirates. How will his experience help this group of players?
Yeah, I think the cup came in, it came in handy. It came at the right time. I think when we were playing the first game against Golden Arrows.
Yeah.
We knew it was not going to be an easy game, and we said this season we must have something. At least we must reach the final and get the cup, and then get to the in the league, we can get to the top four or top five. That is when we shall be seen to be doing something. And coming to the first game against Golden Arrows, we knew it was not going to be an easy game, and Arrows are a good team, well organized team. With a very good coach, Larson, and we had to put in everything, and we got a good result at home 2-0, and that turned everything around, because we haven't been getting goals despite displaying great football and creating a myriad of chances. But on that day, I think that was a turning point when we scored two and have a clean sheet. I thought the character now on the players was coming right. Then we went to the second game against Sundown, the big one. Yeah. Everyone was highly motivated to do something in that game, and it showed the positive result. So then we haven't looked back. I think we went back for a league again against
Arrows.
Which was a very tricky fixture. Having played them in a fortnight area, it is not easy. So we got another result away, which has given us more confidence now to do good.
I mean, it must have been a very tough period for you in that moment. But one thing that has stuck out was the fact that they mention your professionalism, everyone, from your players to the management of the team, because it's been crazy with coaches at Baroka. At some point, they fired a coach, they suspended a coach, they bought him a house, brought him back to the technical team, and only 3 weeks later, they fired the coach. That's only Baroka within 12 months. But with you, results not coming in, but they managed to stick with you. Why do you think that is the case?
I think I must thank God for the wisdom that she has placed in the leadership. I think Mr. Mpashele saw the big difference in what I was doing. And I explained my concept and my philosophy, and he saw what I was about to do and what I meant.
Mm.
So when we started playing games, you could see that even if the team draws or lost the game, the things that I've been talking about can be seen. You could see that the structure now at Baroka was there. You could play good football, you could well-organize football, and you could see the discipline on the pitch. And I think some things like that, I think, will make somebody think, why should I let this man go when I can see these things coming? It's just a matter of time that everything will be better.
Yeah, I mean, you are a history maker in that you've taken this team to its very first final. Though they have a pedigree in cups, they've always been to semifinals or quarterfinals, even when they were in the National First Division. Talk about your experiences against Orlando Pirates. I was seeing a few months back videos of Soweto derbies from the past, and I saw you scoring a goal against Orlando Pirates. Talk about your final experiences in South Africa as a player, and do you think that experience of having played in big matches will come in handy in how you advise the guys?
Yeah, I think in terms of advice, it will. But playing and coaching is two different things.
Yeah.
When I was playing, I think I would take it personal sometimes and say, today I just have to do this for my club, and I'll punish myself and do that. So that in itself, I just want to inculcate that into my players now, that it is what you do for the club that matters and not what the club does for you. That is how we took life at that time. And even for the national team, that is what we were thinking. It is what you do for the nation that matters, not what the nation will do for you. So at this time, I think we have a team that is so committed. The players now, we have the team instead of players. So playing a big team like Orlando Pirates, I have so much respect for my brother, Lucho. Very good friend of mine. We know each other from very far. And he's very good, highly tactical and technical and highly disciplined coach. And I've seen the team he has assembled within the past two seasons. I think it's a model to watch. It's a model to watch. And we pray that, I think it will be a very good game against Pirates, because they play good football, they attack, they defend well, and I think we have something on our card which we cannot expose, but we want to use against them.
All right. And what do you say to the fans? Mr. Mamila has conceded that Pirates are strong, but you are not underdogs. What do you say to the fans as a message to say, are you feeling buoyant? Are you feeling bullish? And you think that you'll take it from Pirates?
Yeah, first of all, just being into the finals is something very good. And I think the fans and the supporters of Baroka must be proud of that. They have taken their team to the final for the first time, and we will go into that pitch, I think, to enjoy ourselves. Yes, we may be underdog, but we will be favorite underdog. So I think we will play our game, a very good game. So the fans should be there in numbers to come and witness the history making of Baroka.
All right. Yes,
it's not going to be easy, but history is made by people.
Yes, Mr. Nirenda, thank you very much for speaking to us. You have an insane amount of fixtures coming up. You will close this December holiday having played Orlando Pirates, having played Sundowns, Bidvest. I really, really, from the bottom of my heart, wish you the best of luck, because those are incredibly strong teams. Thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you, Father. Bless you.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Benedict Vilakazi, the Little Napoleon, is an Orlando Pirates all-time leading goal scorer in the PSL era. He warns the Buccaneers against complacency. Here's what he had to say.
Well, it's not easy. If you can look at how Baroka has improved recently. So there's no underdogs here, because they're also playing the Premiership. So the underdogs are people that are not playing in the Premiership, that are coming from the other AALC, like maybe from NFT.
Yeah.
But now, because of they play the Premiership, you can't call them underdogs, because they only face each other in the league, and then they face each other again on the cup final.
Yes.
So you can't say those are underdogs, because for me, the way they play, I think they deserve to be in the finals.
Mm.
I mean, beating Sundowns, beating Kaizer Chiefs, I mean, beating Vitz.
Yes.
I mean, those are, we're talking about, those are very, very good teams.
Yeah. And how do you think Orlando Pirates will win this one? Who do you think are going to be the main players for this one?
Look, Pirates are good players, and they're doing very well.
Yeah.
Look, I think if they'll go with the very same mentality that they used against Kaizer Chiefs, I don't see any problem.
All right. And looking at the fact that you mentioned that it's not an underdog versus a strong team, but there is a reality that Orlando Pirates are the better side. They are number one in the league. They have the more expensive players. Would that mentality be a downfall for them if they go in complacent?
That's what actually I'm saying, that these people, they are in the Premiership, and it's not a mistake for them to be in the Premiership because of they play very well. They play, you know, good football in terms of they managed to win certain games. So if you look at Pirates, the name itself tells you because of even the players that are there, you know very well that they put a responsibility of winning because you know playing for Pirates, you don't take a second position. You know, we always want the first.
Mm.
So now I'm saying, you know, in this final, it's going to be a very interesting final. It's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, your prediction then, before we let you go, which one then do you foresee taking this Telkom knockout?
Definitely Pirates will win, but they will need to work.
Mm, it's not going to be an easy one for them.
It's not going to be easy. Yeah, no, it's not going to be easy at all because, remember, Baroka have got nothing to prove. Whether they win, whether they lose, you know, they don't have to prove to anyone. The pressure is on Pirates because of the quality players that they have in, you know, and the position that they are in on the lock, you know, the coaching department, the name itself, Orlando Pirates, that's a big brand.
Mm.
So if when you've got things like that, definitely you'll feel the heat.
All right. And if they win the Telkom knockout, do you think that they can go on to win the treble, maybe the league and the Nedbank Cup? They are also in the CAF Champions League as well.
Well, if they will take each game as a final, you know anything is going to be possible. And another thing is the confidence, they mustn't be. You know, they mustn't have that, you know, to be too much confidence because, you know, if you like that, sometimes you end up losing a game that you're not supposed to lose because of you've got too much confidence.
No.
So you need to, you know, put yourself together, start to cool down, take each game as it comes and take it very seriously like it's a cup game. And then positive results will follow.
Yes, Mr. Napoleon, thank you very much for speaking to us. We'll put your words on the website, maybe on Thursday and Friday. People can read the article and in your thoughts about the game. Thank you so much for speaking to us on Sokala Duma.
You're welcome.
Sokala Duma Radio.
There you have it. His prediction, as to be expected, that he thinks Orlando Pirates will win the game. Now, on to another modern great for Orlando Pirates. Former coach Ruud Krol shared with us his thoughts on his former club's progress.
Sokala Duma Radio.
You took Orlando Pirates to a lot of finals in 2011. You were the PSL coach of the season. What kind of memories do you have of that period when you were dominating in the PSL?
We had a very good team in the beginning. Maybe we are coming in all the finals, and I think only the Telecom Cup we not win.
Yeah, and it's exactly that cup now that they are in the final for against a relatively small team called Baroka FC. What message would you like to say to the Orlando Pirates players and fans?
Yeah, so congratulations that they are in the final. But of course, it only counts when you win the cup. Of course, that is of course the subject when you come in the final. And I think Pirates normally have a better team than the Baroka.
Yes, of course. That is the scenario now, is that there's an underdog Baroka and a strong side Orlando Pirates. Perhaps. Can you let us in on the mentality of the players? What would you say to them to avoid them undermining Baroka if you were the coach?
Yeah, good football is different than league football. That is for sure. You have one match and then it is over. If you lose, you're going out. Sorry. If you're losing, you're going out. And if you win, you go too. But of course, a final is something special. They can be an underdog, but they were coming there, so they have qualities for cup football. So that you must never undermine that kind of things, and that you must tell the players. That you must tell your players that normally the quality is better, but Cup football is different. They can compensate the quality with fighting spirit, with an attitude who they can reach maybe in final, that they play more their quality, but that can be happen.
Yeah, all right. And tell us, in the week or in the few days building up to the final, how much of an influence does the coach have on the players, or does the occasion really sell itself that you don't need to motivate the players because they know they're in the final?
Yeah, of course, that is the influence on the moment when they're playing on the field. That is of course, you can correct them what they make mistakes, and you can but from the side line, we can do that. But of course, the most important thing for a coach is the preparation to the final.
Yeah.
And if we read well the tactics of the opponent, then he can do something, and he can tell the players. And if it not falls well, then he can do that from the sideline, make a small correction. But big correction that is of course not. But have not so big influence, and or maybe he changed some players, and that players who come in can have a big influence. That is possible.
All right. And last one, coach, and thank you very much for speaking to us all the way from Tunisia. Last question then. A lot of teams are looking for coaches in the PSL, Blair Clippers, Free State Stars, and one coach in particular for Kaizer Chiefs is under pressure. Have you been speaking to any teams in South Africa looking to come back and maybe going to Chiefs or any other club?
No. I have spoken in the last years only with SuperSport one time to come back or to come to there, but we did not find an agreement. But of course, South Africa is always have a special place in my heart, and that will be always open for that because I love the country, and I had a tremendous time. So the people are friendly, and I'm always happy when I go back to South Africa.
Okay, so one day we'll see you back in South Africa at some point.
I hope so.
All right. Thank you very much, Coach. Have a nice day. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome.
Sokoladuma Radio.
Well, here we are then in the middle of what will potentially be a great game of football. The two sides are experiencing contrasting fortunes in the league. Pirates are top of the log, while Baroka are on the opposite end, struggling to really get going in the league. It looks like an easy one for the Bucks, but as usual in football, nothing is exactly what it looks like. The last time I watched these two teams play each other, it was an exciting 2-1 win for Orlando Pirates. Baroka lost the first half 2-0, Pirates lost the second half 1-0. Had there been 10 minutes in that game, I promise you Baroka would have equalized. That's how I felt at the end of that game a few months back. On the road to the final, Baroka have kept a clean sheet against all their opponents, having played against Arrows, Sundowns, and Bidvest Wits. Pirates considered 2 goals in 3 games on their road to the final, a semi-final including Kaizer Chiefs in the Soweto Derby winning that one. Maybe there's more to this tie than what meets the eye. Perhaps I'm delusional. Perhaps Baroka are the favourites, as they mentioned. Maybe Orlando Pirates will have a breeze. Who knows? Well, you've heard the voice notes, you've had the coaches, you've had the former players. That's pretty much it from us. This was The Big Issue. My name is Gruleya Gonkewo, and thank you very much for listening.
Sokoladuma Radio.
Sokoladuma Radio.